in Korean gut, and I believe the rest of the members of muscles are in bitch moves, more or less. That's to be determined. We'll know once they play on the show. They're supposed to be playing live on the program very shortly, in a month or less. And I started off with some Hermetic off a split EP from them and is it Plus Perfect? Maybe I can't remember who the other band that split with, but Civilized City is the name of the song. You're listening to CITR Radio, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. It is now time to switch to the live music portion of our programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have Teapot Hill.
Thank you. yourself upon your shore, but I ground you into sand. Everything was churning, all my efforts, all my yearning. Now I drift further, further, further from land. I'll be back tomorrow if I can. I was a mountain, but I fell. My poor heart shattered. Boulders that broke loose all hell. I was scattered, tearing up your cars and early morning stars. I bring ruin to a mountain I rain. Things would have been different if they had gone my way.
Issues, and right in the middle of a ripping solo too.
Sure. Well, why don't we chat while Teapot Hill, do you want to maybe introduce yourself to the radio world out there?
Sure. I'm Matthew. I play bass and sing. I just sung that last song.
My name's Ryan. I play guitar and sing, acoustic guitar. Eva was the one who did the ripping solo over there. Presently, she's looking at her amp, wondering what all went wrong.
And my name is Zoja. I'm the violin player.
And Eric is way over there on the drums.
Speak. You may speak, Eric.
Hello.
Oh. And you are Teapot.
Yeah. We are Teapot Hill.
How is this a sort of a collective, or is it just like a regular band? How did you guys become this?
Yeah, we're a collective. Well, sort of a collective. I mean, we're kind of a group of friends and singer-songwriters who just kind of got together to play each other's songs. We've seen like members come and go. But with each member that goes, a new member sort of just springs up, which is good. Yeah, the spirit of Teapot Hill remains.
How did you meet each other? Did you guys have the same space?
Well, me and Eric, I've known Eric for many years. We've played in lots of bands in the past. And basically, yeah, I know everybody in this band from various chapters of my life, and we've all kind of... some people have been friends before, some people have just been friends in this band, but...
There's a Chilliwack connection.
A little bit, but Eva is from Prince George, not originally, but that's where I met her, and Zosia is from...
Poland,
but from various places. Yeah. Like, I only know Zosia because she dated a guy a long time ago who was originally from Chilliwack, and that's how she kind of got introduced to the friend group.
The Chilliwack of Europe.
The Chilliwack of Europe. Is that Poland? Is Poland the Chilliwack of Europe?
That makes sense to me, sort of. Is there apple here, or is everything...
Let's play more songs. What happened? Did you do it?
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to take responsibility for the...
Were you rocking too hard?
I was rocking a little too hard, and my foot rocked onto something.
All right. You can't rock too hard.
But don't try.
We don't really know that for sure.
I got really loud all of a sudden. Aren't I louder than I was before?
No.
Okay, let's do it again. Oh,
closer, but I never want to feel like that again. I've been looking for a reason.
How you guys doing? That sounded great.
We're having fun.
You're having fun?
So we just played a bunch of songs in C.
It's like a jam session on the radio.
So everyone write their own songs and I guess bring it to practice? I guess everyone except for Eric.
But Eric sometimes comes up with beats.
Yeah.
Which we try to write songs around. He comes in with titles and a beat, and that inspires us to come up with something. Sometimes.
So you bring it to like a team meeting, sort of.
Yeah, thing. Kind of a round table session.
Yeah. Do you find that because you guys work so close together that your songs are getting, you know, going in one direction or another direction or anything like that?
No.
No, not at all.
I was going to say, I think we might feed off each other a tiny bit, but so far it seems we seem to have our own kind of individual styles, and then when we bring it to the band, it kind of, we try to make it right into the Teapot Hill thing.
And who gets to decide, like, whose songs get to work on, and who, what's happening today, or who, you know, like, the order, was there ever any, you guys really good friends, and none of that really comes up?
Yeah, no, we haven't really run into that issue yet. There's a lot of material. We all kind of had a lot of backlog when we first sort of started the band.
Right.
So we've kind of worked through that, and now as new songs are written, they're introduced, and if we like them, we like them. If we don't, we don't. Zosia is the newest member of the band, and so she's just started to contribute, and it's a lot of fun to have a new voice there. And, yeah, Matt mentioned a really interesting idea that maybe we start or maybe write a song with another band member in mind. And I liked that idea, but we have yet to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
And did you guys all used to be have different projects, for example? Because I know Jumpin' Dash, obviously,
mm-hmm.
played on the show. Ryan and
yeah.
Eric. But the,
Me and
the
Eric.
Rest of, yeah.
Yeah.
The rest of you guys, like, were you playing with other people before? Or how?
Yeah, we all have. Eric, what was your band called before?
Well, Jumpin' Dash.
And what was
then
the band?
Paul is Dead.
And the other one were in just a while ago?
Oh, that wasn't a real band.
So you're used to you playing in different... I'm just wondering if, like, you know, if you guys are used to playing with different bands and everything. And this is just
yeah, I've been in a number of other bands. And then...
Called.
There's a few bands.
There's Hey Everyone and the Dazzle Brights.
Thanks for filling that in, Ryan.
Those are great bands. Why not? We'd be proud.
I'm proud.
Matt is also known as Dove Friesen. Great stuff. Check it out. Zosha is Zosha.
Yeah, just on my own.
Just on it, like Bjork, just Zosha.
The Polish Bjork.
We have the Polish Bjork in our band.
I heard Dazzle Brights. They're really good.
Yeah, oh, thank you. That's a long time ago now.
Yeah.
I like you people talk like to me a long time ago was the 80s or the 70s, like, you know, 4 years ago was.
And that was the middle aughts.
That was Evan.
The mid-aughts.
Anyways, T-Bot Hill on CITR. Do you guys want to got more songs to play?
Maybe we got lots. We got lots more songs.
Lots more songs.
Let's play some songs.
We've got about like 20 more minutes, so Caroline. Tons of time. Tons of time.
All right.
Thank you.
Teapot Hill, live on CITR. That sounded great.
Thanks.
Are you guys hikers at all?
Absolutely.
So have you guys all hiked Teapot Hill? I think that's
numerous actually, times.
I think it's
numerous
a prerequisite times. For being in this band.
I think I've asked never.
I've just seen web pictures of it.
I haven't hiked Teapot Hill, but I've hiked Teapot Mountain near Prince George. So I get in on.
Get it on
technicality.
I don't actually know anything about teapot. It looks like a teapot, I assume.
I don't think it does.
No part coming out of it.
I was like, no. Why? So why is this? It's close to a.
I don't know why it's called Teapot Hill.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Is it not because a teapot?
I can invent a reason.
Where is it? It's near Chilliwack.
Cultus Lake.
Yeah, it's just by Cultus Lake.
Cultus Lake. Yeah, and you've hiked it. So is there anything noticeable about? Like, is it nice?
Beautiful lake? View at the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
like small hikes.
Yeah. We actually have a song about it.
Yeah. Like, what do you see when you get out? Like,
do you see this place called Columbia Valley, which is like kind of toward, kind of like right by the border to the States, and it's this very sparsely inhabited area. It's kind of like the edge of the farthest reach of Canada.
Nice.
But not really.
And your song about Teapot Hill, what is it about? Sort of just about how
it's about things that may or may not have happened on or around Teapot Hill.
Yeah. How long a hike up the top is it? Is it a short one?
No, 40 minutes.
40
maybe?
Minutes. So yeah. It's a nice.
Yeah,
it's nice.
It's a nice short one, yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty steep and boring for the first little while, and then it gets all windy and beautiful for the last sort of half.
And does it get snowy in the winter at all, or is it, you know?
Yes.
I'm sure it would. I'm sure if it was snowing outside, it would get
up it.
No, it gets pretty slushy.
Yeah.
I've been up there in the slush before.
Yeah.
It actually, I wouldn't recommend it.
I imagine that first part would be really awful.
It's like walking in like tea bags.
Yeah. before we keep going on a tangent, you guys have like an album that came out a while ago?
We have like an EP that we recorded with an earlier lineup of the band. It's like 7 songs, but there's this summer we went over to the Noise Floor and made a record with Jordan and Terry.
Okay.
And we're almost finished. Zosha's still got to put down her violin and her vocals, and we're going back there in a week or so to finish up and do some mixing next week. So hopefully by the end of the year, early next year, we'll have like a real album.
Very nice. How many songs? Like a full length?
Yeah, like we recorded 15.
Oh.
Yeah, in 5 days.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. They were great. The Noise Floor, awesome place.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And
am
you
I
got
to say that?
Yeah, you can say whatever.
Just because I know, like, campus space, you're not really allowed to. Yes,
Like, as long as you don't get paid, I think you're paying them anyways.
Yeah, we're paying them.
So it's not like it's the other way around. And you guys have a website of sorts, right?
We do. Yeah, teapothill.ca. You can check it out. You can listen to some of our songs our first CD there.
Right, and show dates and all the
and
usual,
show dates and we like
all the usual stuff.
Yeah, all the like right now, if you went there, you'd see that. We were excited to come to CITR today.
Okay, so we got about 9 more minutes until the next show. But actually, you know what? He's not here, so we can. Who knows what's going to happen? Comes October. I usually ask all the bands this question: what are you guys being for Halloween?
I've got the best idea for Halloween costume.
But you don't want to share that.
No, I'll tell you. I'm going to be the soccer clown king. Are you familiar with Dimitri Martin, Important Things with Dimitri Martin?
I haven't. I know who he is, and I've seen like one or two episodes, but I don't know your particular reference.
Okay, there's this one sketch called Bruce the Funny Dog, and it's all about this dog called Bruce, who's always like changing into these ridiculous costumes at the most like... So they're having a sad time, you know, they're finding out they're losing the house or something, and then all of a sudden they're like, Bruce, not now, and he's in this ridiculous costume. Anyway, there's this one time in Bruce the Funny Dog where he's like, I don't even know what you're supposed to be. What are you going to be, a soccer clown king? He's got like a soccer ball on this clown mask, clown wig, shades, and like a crown on. So I'm just going to walk around with a soccer ball and a clown wig. Really obscure, but, you know, it looks like a Halloween costume.
Awesome.
The soccer clown king.
That sounds funny. Even though I don't know what... it sounded funny, actually.
YouTube it. It's hilarious.
But that sort of dog doesn't say anything. It just shows up.
Yeah, it just...
changes costumes all the time. When he looks away, he like changes into a million different costumes. It's really funny.
Anybody else?
No.
I'm going to be a house plant.
Oh, nice. How does that? So, like a potted house plant,
potted house plant.
Yeah, right. Is there a particular type? That, like just.
Yeah, you know those palms that are like brown, and then they're green on top. The ones that you, one of them always dies, and they come in a group. Anyway,
are you going to put googly eyes on your?
I was thinking about googly eyes.
Always use googly eyes.
Googly eyes.
You can't really go wrong with googly eyes. Just that is a costume.
It
right
makes
there.
Plants more personable.
Yeah. That's
so
a
you
costume.
Can trust them. Yeah.
All right. So now that we got anyone else? No?
Eric, are you there?
What were you? What's same as last year. Yeah.
What were you last year?
I was in Spain last year. I didn't dress up. But this year I'm planning to go as the aunt and uncle in Eagle versus Shark. They wear terrible tracksuits. It's a little
I've seen that movie, I just can't remember.
So you're going to wear a tracksuit.
a terrible tracksuit.
They're not terrible? I don't know.
I think there's a level of...
What about those that were... I can't remember. Yeah, I've seen it. I just can't remember.
They're kind of like fluorescent purple with weird patterns on them and stuff.
Oh, nice. Do you have them already?
No, not yet.
You have to find them. You can get them colored. Yeah. Awesome. That's a good idea. Halloween. Yeah.
Halloween times.
As I was saying, we got about, 8-9 minutes. Do you want to play a few songs?
Yeah, let's play some songs. Yeah.
Teapot Hill, live on CITR.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm just trying to behave, but everything gets in my way.
I was alone, the world seemed like such a simple place, that I don't regret, the once in a while I drink it away,
and I'm just trying to be brave, but everything gets in my way. In the world, no, it won't keep you from making a fool of yourself.
To be afraid of time, we'll go through. mind. Days are not eternal, no days do not come, she say. Show's almost over and I need to get some sleep. I need you.
There's this thing called a capo. It has to get put on there.
And tuned.
And tuned.
Which doesn't make for good radio.
Doesn't make for good radio, nor does it make for a good final song.
No. Probably should have thought this one through.
Probably should have thought this one through a little better.
So you guys know The Great Outdoors, the band?
The Great Outdoors.
First, I thought you were asking about
The Great Outdoors.
No. I've never heard of The Great Outdoors.
Okay, the Great Outdoors has Adam Nation and Randy Forrester and some other person who writes a lot of the songs whose name I forget right now. But anyways, you should play with them sometime. They're really good, and they have the trading songwriter concept down really well, as you do. And so it would be fantastic to see you on a bill with them.
Cool.
Someday.
It'd be a crazy songwriter night.
So Great Outdoors, if you're listening, we would love to play a show with you guys.
Let's friend each other.
All right.
Thing that I could. hope that you're happy. That's the only way that I forgive myself. Cause you need to know that I'm sorry. But I said that telepathy came in for me.
Teapot Hill, live on CITR. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you so much for having us.
Teapothill.ca is the website to go to. Do you have any things lined up in out of the new album, any shows?
I think we're playing a show with The Great Outdoors pretty soon.
Yes. Awesome.
No, nothing lined up.
We're working on recording right now.
Yeah.
Right, nice. Okay, awesome. Again, teapothill.ca, and thanks for listening. Thanks for coming out. Thanks, Evan and Michelle, for all the sound support. Funk My Life is coming up next on CITR.